Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The buck stops here. For supergroups. From 1 ton to 8 ton, supergroups are the masters of Kubota excavators.
Righto, we're going to jump into this nice and quickly. The Pies and the Lions, I don't need to separate them because they're in the same boat, 0 and 2, and they're even using each other as an example of how things can drop off really quickly. But both the coaches have had to front the press after losses that they weren't expected to have, and they realise that there's a fair bit of work to do.
You know, we win 3 finals by less than a goal. We're not thinking that we're miles ahead of anyone. That was never our language. You know, the reality is it's a very tough competition, and we've got to keep improving ourselves.
It's a crazy game, football. You know, Collingwood, who played in the grand final last year, are struggling as well. So we've just got to find a way.
Just hiccup there over struggling, saying that Collingwood are struggling as well. Yeah. Didn't really want to use it, which indicates that he feels that his team is struggling. And that this just shows you how marginal the game is. We shouldn't be surprised. They were the best teams of 2023. They played in the grand final 6 months ago. But every team has had the off-season to look at Collingwood first and foremost, but Brisbane, and to unpack how they want to challenge the best teams in the competition. So the Sydney Collingwood game, Sydney work rate and efficiency across the ground was evident versus Collingwood. And if you are just a one or two steps off, you get exposed, and that's what we've seen. Collingwood would be more worried because it's
just about to ask you that
it's happening in it's ha- who would be more worried?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Collingwood, because they actually kicked the ball away in the back half in the third quarter, and we haven't seen that for a long time. So some uncharacteristic turnovers in their back half. The defending side of things, I think that'll work itself out. I think Collingwood are a very attacking team in terms of their defence. So if they don't stick that first tackle, and GWS got out against them in the opening round, and Sydney got out against them in round one. So that defence is very aggressive, and if it doesn't come off, you can get scored on heavily end-to-end, and that's what we've seen. Brisbane, I mean, that's a long road trip. They've got their excuses, a long road trip across to Freo, but Freo were ready for them, and they played particularly well.
Well, they weren't ready early.
No, the
first four, and I thought Fremantle just weren't there. I mean, they had a rush decision. It was a brain fade. They had 2 50-metre penalties. One
Which
of those
hurt.
Cost them a goal. And I thought, gee, that if this keeps going this way, we're going to be saying, gee, they made a mistake extending Justin Longmuir, and the discipline of the players is an issue. So a real credit to the Dockers to really stick in. And from the moment those four were kicked, oh, they were clearly the better team.
Yeah, well, we've got to remember it's a long season. So there's 2 games that they've failed to get the result. Collingwood play St Kilda on Thursday, which becomes a massive must-win game for them to jump into the season. Brisbane have the bye. In 2 weeks' time on Easter Thursday, Collingwood play Brisbane. Mm. So Brisbane won't have a win, and Collingwood are either going to not have zero, be at 0 and 3 or 1 and 2. That like the winner or loser of that game, like talk about a grand final replay with actually repercussions going into the year already. So they're behind the 8 ball and they've got to find a way, but both stacked with talent, and you expect that they will find their mojo at some shape and in some way in the near future. leads me to my second point. Sydney, who have just been a remarkable team in this first 2 weeks. The eight quarters that they've displayed have been huge, and their coach is rightfully very happy with it.
Yeah, it's probably something that's evolved, and the ability to play the blokes in different positions. Yeah, it's been a real positive for us the first few weeks, throwing blokes around in different roles, and they're all embracing that, and that's the key part of it all. They're all embracing it, to be able to throw different numbers through the middle, but also half back, half forward. We've got some flexibility to be able to do that at the moment, and the first 2 weeks that's probably been a real strength. So hopefully it continues to be a strength.
No Parker, no Mills, no Adams, even though they didn't have Tay in previous years. But young players have stood up. Heaney, pretty much best on ground both weeks. Warner, in the best players both weeks. Goulden, who was their best player last year, who just continues to go from strength to strength. I love their medium-sized defenders. Blakey's obviously been speculated on and pumped up a lot and adds a great deal to their run and carry. McCartan as the key back, and then Rampy and Melican as the mediums.
He's improved, Melican.
He's always been a very strong bodied player, probably preferred the aerial challenges and as an undersized aerial player, but he's like a Rampy. He can play on the ground as well. And I just think that they're so solid out the back that their runners can go and get the job done from halfback forward. When they're playing their best football, they cover the ground better than any other team in transition, and they're the hardest and cleanest in the little circle.
Best kicking team as well?
They're starting to show that. You know, when you see Heaney, McInerney, Blakey, Goulden, Goulden's kicking on the weekend was, some of the ones that he hit, 45, 50 metres into a 2x2 metre gap. So his kicking is through the roof. And yes, they're maximising everything that they've got. They're John Longmire's put squads like this together before. We saw one in the early 10s when they ended up going and winning a flag. And playing Sydney in sort of the 12, 13 years, they just covered the ground so much. It was so hard to find time and space when you had the ball, and they seemed to get out on you when they had it. And that's exactly what it looked like on Friday night. So Sydney's in good shape.
I reckon they'll be 7-0. Essendon at the SCG, Richmond at the MCG, West Coast, then a bye, then the Suns at the SCG, and Hawthorn before their biggest test will be the Giants in round 8.
Yeah, well, ironically, point three for me is Melbourne, and their performance against Sydney in the opening round actually looks okay when you go and see Sydney do to Collingwood what they did. But Melbourne supporters would be rapt after seeing their best players stand up, their system prevail, and Clayton Oliver come through with the goods.
Like every Melbourne supporter, you just watch him in awe, as we've said a lot in the last, 3 or 4 weeks, he's just done a power of work on himself. And the club have been incredibly supportive of Clayton. They've helped him in that process. He's committed to it, and he's just come back a healthy, happy person that's committed to his training and his team. And, we saw today evidence of that. He just wants to be a great teammate. And he did that today. And you could see the connection starting to build between teammates, everyone, supporters. There's a great love for Clayton at our club. And, there's been a bit go on, but we're in his corner and we're behind him, and we want to see it succeed.
Yep, there's been a bit go on. We like to sit here and think that we know everything that Clayton Oliver's done, hasn't done, but a lot of it has been speculated. But more and more, it's nearly a subtext, isn't it, that this narrative of Clayton's coming back from struggles. Now he's clearly been a high functioning. He's had issues that he's been highly functioning through, and he's back there again already. The thing that I loved about it, when interviewed after the game, said, "Like, you look like you're top of the ground, you're running, and you're in the clear." And he said, "No, absolutely not. I've still got a lot of work to do, and there's still going to be challenges for me." So that attitude alone, I'm wrapped for the young man that is Clayton Oliver. We all We don't know what others are going through. He's clearly gone through a bit. Seems like he's made some poor decisions and it's got on top of him. But to see him come back and to be doing what he does, and he's done this year on year on year that we've witnessed and we've taken it for granted. It's great to see. And as he said, he's still got a lot of work
to do. Yeah, is it a risky period? That would be the I mean, it's always going to be a risky period for him. We love a comeback story, and the support that he showed, the crowd showed him, was inspirational. But, I mean, his first two performances have been pretty solid. Started on the bench yesterday. The Bulldogs kicked the first two goals, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then he comes back on, and sort of the game sort of changed from when he came on. But
I think we need to separate
he's not there,
it.
He's not there yet.
I think, can we separate it? Like, there's Clayton Oliver, the young man, who...
How can you separate it?
Well, we judge the professional. We're looking at the professional. We understand that sometimes the decisions of the person are going to impact the professional, and we believe that that has happened. Clayton Oliver is one of the best footballers and most consistent footballers of the last 6 years.
No,
has he? But even that was under question. And his teammates, his best mates, looked him in the eye and said, mate, if you keep doing this, we can't abide by your decisions in our environment. Mm. Like, that's a hard stance to take. But sometimes tough love is everything that someone needs. So, yes, as a professional footballer, and what we saw him do on the weekend on the MCG is awesome. He's been doing that for years. Then there's a secondary part. And he's still going to have his teammates there. He's going to have his family there. And he's got a journey, like even beyond football, that he is trying to get right for himself. And he's learning all the way. So I think that was awesome. And to see and to be one of that, like Gorn, Petrarca, Oliver, Viney, when they get up and going and they beat a midfield of Bontempelli, Liberatore, Treloar, you know, there's plenty of competition there, but they smash them. And that's where the game was won.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on the Western Bulldogs and their tactics a little bit later on this morning, but we'll move on to your point number four, and it's around goal kicking bucks.
Yeah, Harry Mackay, and goal kicking is king. If Harry hadn't have done the work on his goal kicking, Carlton could well be 0-2. Mm. Obviously, kicking a goal with a minute to go up in at the Gabba, but Harry Mackay has kicked. He kicked his first goal, the first goal of the game, which was momentum, and you can see the energy that that did. He kicked his second at the end of the second quarter to put him in front. He kicked his third early in the third to put him in front. What he is doing is definitely fueling his teammates' belief as much as his own.
Brings it back inside 50, where Mackay did really well against Young and Rioli. Big Harry from 55. Looks straight. It looks good. It looks very good.
That's a big kick.
That is a massive kick.
He ended up having 7 tackles. Like, he's a big unit. He ended up having 7 tackles, and I've seen an energy in him that we didn't see. So you're diminished when one of the things that you are there to do for your teammates, you don't do in terms of finishing. Now, he doesn't have to finish all the time, but you can see he's worked hard on it. There's a routine, there's a consistency. There's a belief that's starting to form in him. If he hadn't kicked straight in both of those games, they lose them. Mm. And that's how significant it has been and why it's been such an issue for such a long time. He's going to have his moments, but, geez, he's been
good. It's amazing
it's
taken that long, isn't it? To find a routine, just to find a consistent technique of what you are going to do each time you mark the ball inside 50. Because it was different every time he marked the ball from whatever angle he'd marked it from.
Yeah.
Now he knows, okay, I've marked it from 45 out slight angle. I'm doing this every time. And it sounds so simple, and we've been crying out for it for a long time. But better late than never. And, I mean, you know, we probably didn't bank on Harry being this version of himself and where that can take Carlton to. Who knows? Let's finish off with one of your favourites.
Yeah, I just needed to put Sam Taylor in there. It's like he wasn't the best player on the ground. I reckon he was the best player in the first 15 minutes. But that's where the game is set up. That's where you're 1-1. Like, it becomes really, like, so he and Larky, it was always going to be a great contest to witness and to view. There was going to be an advantage to Sam Taylor potentially with a more dominant midfield, and it sort of panned out that way, especially early. But when you're up against another another one of the best, you know, exponents of his in his position. You've got to set your mark early, and Sam Taylor did that. He took three or four intercept marks and put a fist in a couple of others that he couldn't get to and put them 20 metres away. And his sheer competitiveness and will to be at his best in every contest, to win every contest, it has to emanate through his teammates. So not only have you got a player who's got the talent to do his job, but you've got a will and a desire that's pretty much, like, it's not unmatched, but it's at the top level.
What you're saying is Buckley's not the player he is if he's not a teammate of Sam Taylor. Because the improvement of him and the rest of the defenders as well, a few times North are trying to exit the footy out of their back 50 and the GWS players are right up the backside. And we've seen the flip side with Collingwood where they're just a metre or two off. Are you saying that because Taylor is their teammate, he's setting an example for the rest?
Absolutely. And I think I would not be surprised if within their four walls that he raises the bar in terms of competitiveness on the training track and expectation. So as we were talking about, he was dirty when Buckley ran into him and the ball spilled and then Larky got a... Like, he had dominated Larky for 40 minutes. And it was interesting. Nick Larky deserves some credit too because he decided to go to the ground game to take Taylor into packs and then he kicked a couple of goals off the ground. And then later on, he took him deep and tried to lead up on him rather than sort of being in the aerial. So Larky's performance I really liked because he tried to change it up. But that's what the best players ask you to do. Sam Taylor took Nick Larky's one wood away and he still tried to find other ways. But I'm just so impressed by what I see from the guy. And I reckon he makes his teammates better around him because he drives a standard of competitiveness that not many do.
The buck stops here for Supergroups. First picked every week for Kubota Excavators, supergroups.com.au.